From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq, the U.S. military says it has found what it believes are the remains of two American soldiers missing since last Friday. Private First Class Christian Menchaca of Houston and Private First Class Thomas L. Tucker of Madras, Oregon, were abducted after a clash with insurgents south of Baghdad. The bodies that were found are on their way to the U.S., where they will undergo DNA testing. NPR's Jamie Tarabay has the latest from Baghdad.
This was all U.S. military spokesman Major General Bill Caldwell would say about reports from Iraqi defense officials that the two American soldiers who were seized in an ambush last Friday are dead.
It would be inappropriate and very inconsiderate for us to say anything further about the ongoing search and either confirming or denying any reports as to the status and whereabouts of either PSC Menchaca or PSC Tucker.
There would be no final confirmation until the families are notified, Caldwell said. The attack, in which a third soldier was killed, set off a massive search.
We have lost one coalition force member in that search and 12 others wounded. We have killed two anti-Iraqi elements forces and detained 78.
The U.S. military said the remains were found late Monday night by forces acting on the tip from an Iraqi civilian, who also warned of possible explosives nearby. When they retrieved the bodies, coalition forces had to carefully sidestep several bombs placed around the corpses. Yousafzai is in an area known as the Triangle of Death because of the relentless attacks American forces face there. A former resident of Yousafzai, who asked to remain unidentified, says it was always a deadly place, and now it's a no-man's land.
Yousafzai is a hotspot, a desert area. There are several military installations for the former army with a number of mass graves. There are dungeons and trenches from the time of Saddam's army, and there are hidden weapons. It's a deserted area. No one goes there now.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq claimed responsibility for the two killings, saying its new leader, who replaced Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, had slaughtered the two captured Americans. The claim couldn't be verified, but an Iraqi Defense Ministry official told reporters the two men were killed in a barbaric way and that their bodies showed signs of torture. The U.S. military says information collected in the raid that killed Zarqawi is still being used to track down other militants. Caldwell reported on operations in Bakuba, the town north of Baghdad, where Zarqawi was killed earlier this month.
There were two raids that were conducted in Bakuba here early this morning. I know one raid, there was 15 terrorists killed. It was an extremely long firefight that went between different buildings.
Caldwell said a key leader of Zarqawi's group was killed in a separate operation late last week south of Baghdad. In Baghdad, civilians bore the brunt of the latest violence. An Interior Ministry official lists the day's bombings and attacks. Six unidentified bodies were found, all shot in the head. A series of car bombs killed at least 9 people and at least 50 people were wounded. 58 bodies were brought to the morgue. Of those, 23 were unidentified. This as Baghdad nears the end of its first week of the government's new security plan. Caldwell says restoring security to the capital will take time.
We all are very optimistic that over a time period of several months, we'll in fact continue to see a gradual downturn in the amount of violence that occurs in the city of Baghdad itself.
Meanwhile, the Japanese government says it will withdraw its 600 non-combat troops in Iraq within the next few weeks, bringing to an end the country's biggest overseas military mission since the end of World War II. The Japanese were assigned to an area of southern Iraq where they concentrated on road building and other reconstruction projects. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.